This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. In the last 2 years, especially when we were being asked to stay at home during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of people picked up new outdoor hobbies like running, cycling, and hiking. Some of us are looking to take those outdoor quarantine hobbies to the next level. For example, we've seen massive crowds at national parks this year. But you don't have to travel across the continent to find great outdoor adventure. And you don't have to be Edmund Hillary or Emily Harrington either. Joining us to talk about how to ramp up your excursions from booking to gear is Erica Zazo. She's a freelance travel writer based right here in Illinois. You can read her work in Backpacker Magazine, The Outbound Collective, and elsewhere. She also organizes Mappy Hour meetups in Chicago. Erica, welcome back to the 21st Show. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Brian. Really great to be here.
Listeners, if you have road trip plans or a favorite outdoor adventure spot, especially in Illinois or within a drive of Illinois, give us a call at 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21st Show, at 21ST Show. Again, the number is 800-222-9455. So, Eric, a lot of people took up these new outdoor hobbies, but I think they were largely solitary activities, at least if you were following the pandemic guidelines or maybe in your small COVID groups. How would someone go about finding a bigger community that might be welcoming to still more newbie outdoors people?
Yeah, I mean, we don't always advise hitting the trail alone, especially if it's your first time. So finding an outdoor community to link up with and hit the trail or a biking trail or go climbing with is really recommended. And I think there are so many resources out there for locals in Illinois to find groups of folks to meet and to make new friends and get outside and learn from each other. So some of the places I like to go is Facebook has an array of Facebook groups dedicated to exploring the outdoors in Illinois. Things like the Southern Illinois Hiking and Outdoor Recreation Group, the Central Illinois Hiking Group, and a group called Women Who Hike Illinois that organize meetups at different forest preserves and state forests around the state. So that's a great place to start. There's also a lot of trail groups connected with national forests, like the Shawnee National Forest. So places like the River to Rail River Trail Society and the Shawnee Saunters Group. And then also Sierra Club has an Illinois chapter that organizes hikes around the state. So those are some great places to start.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. I'm in a very small Facebook group for a state fish and wildlife area that's near where I live called San Chris Lake. So there's a lot of good communication on there. So let's talk about that. So I think when people think about hiking and getting outside in Illinois, Starve Rock is the first place that comes to a lot of people's minds. But there are many other places to go hiking, especially in the central and southern part of the state. So what are some of your recommendations there?
Yeah, totally. There's so many places to go. A few favorites that stick out in my head are the Middle Fork Forest Preserve. It's just northeast of Champaign. It's a 3.5-mile trail called the Oak Burr Trail, and that links up with the South Loop Trail. Here there are like grassy meadows and oak forests that you can hike through. Really recommend it. And it's also a designated international dark sky park, which is pretty fascinating. This is located in this middle of Illinois, and that's one of 70 different international dark sky parks you can visit. So heading there at night for an evening hike and then sticking around for some sky gazing would be a great choice.
Oh, that's great, because you can actually see like the Milky Way sometimes if it's really dark.
Yeah, definitely.
Like cool, yeah.
I'd also recommend the Mitowin National Tallgrass Prairie, which is south of Joliet. This is a buffalo viewing trail, and you can actually see over 30 or so buffalo grazing in herds out there. It's a 3.5-mile loop. I definitely recommend this one. Bring a lot of sunscreen and skin protection because it's an open, natural Illinois prairie, but a really cool, unique experience to see some buffalo and bison up close.
Yeah, that's by the old armory site, right? The old Joliet Armory, I think.
Fascinating.
Fascinating that we have buffalo here in Illinois. A couple of spots, actually. You know, there are also places within easy drives, and I did want to ask you, because you had a piece in Backpacker Magazine this year about the Ozark Trail. And I have to admit, I've heard of the Appalachian Trail. I've heard of the Pacific Crest Trail. I had not heard of the Ozark Trail. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a 230-mile long trail in Arkansas, near Arkansas, and it really is beautiful because there's dolomite glades and plunge pools and hidden caves, kind of in the rocky cliffside of this beautiful river area that runs through this part of the region. And it's great for backpacking and day hiking along this trail. And so I would definitely recommend kind of doing your research ahead of time because it is so long. You need to find different trailheads along the trail to jump onto. But from waterfalls during the rainy season at the beginning of the year, or even just, floating down the river, the Buffalo National River, and different places in this region, the Ozarks have so much to offer when it comes to hiking, whether it's a long through hike or just a day hike. So the Ozark, it's definitely a hidden gem
I was going to
in
ask how many.
Arkansas, Missouri.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was going to ask how many people through hike it, right? Because I mean, we've been reading about crowding on the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail. Is this do a lot of people do this one from end to end?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely becoming more popular. I think that starting at a middle point of the trail and maybe doing a portion of it, you might have less foot traffic. Folks like to start kind of going end to end and challenging themselves, but maybe picking a middle section of the trail and doing a shorter weekender is a great way to maybe avoid some of that foot traffic on either end of the trail.
Okay, so let's say people who are listening, they have, they've gone hiking in their local parks and they really want to kind of take things to the next level. They want to like book a big outdoor travel experience. What suggestions do you have for people who are newer to this?
Yeah, a lot can go into planning a backpacking trip, which is probably one of the most popular ways to get into long distance hiking. Distance hiking is backpacking. So I would definitely recommend, if it's your first time, obviously doing your research online, but there's also a variety of guiding organizations and outfitters in the region. A couple I would recommend is True North Adventures, TRUE North Adventures, and they're based in the Midwest. They organize camping and kayaking and backpacking trips, and they have a bunch of beginner weekend classes where you can go out and they teach you everything you need. I'd also recommend a group called Adventures Accessed. They're based out of Chicago, but they organize trips in the Hoosier National Forest in Indiana and also in Huron Manistee, which is up in Michigan. So that's a great place. And the lastly, REI is always my favorite place to recommend. They have not only all the gear you need to buy, but they also have their own experiences programming where you can travel literally across the country, but even here in the Midwest, booking a weekend for yourself to go out on an adventure with a certified guide through the REI guiding program. And REI Experiences is an awesome place to start too, if you're both buying new gear for your trip and then also trying to have a guide teach you the skills you need along the way.
I love that suggestion. And I'm chuckling to myself when you said all the gear you need to buy, because there's plenty of gear you don't need to buy, but you probably will anyway. Every time you
Yeah.
visit REI, I have family in the Seattle area, and they've been members for decades to the original stores. So are there red flags to look out for, though, when you are looking to book travel like this and you're looking for organizations to kind of guide your experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell, what the experience is going to be, no matter if you're hitting the trail for a day hike or booking a long weekend with a guide. I think checking out their certifications, some organizations like NOLS, which is the National Outdoor Leadership School, has a bunch of training certifications. That's a great place to just kind of research what types of certifications guides need to get in order to really know their stuff. So educating yourself on the types of certifications out there and then looking for that when you're booking a guide is a great idea. And then I wanted to mention, being a guide yourself and really knowing how to prepare yourself for hitting the trail, because again, you could rely on someone else to teach you, but if you're meeting up with a hiking group and you don't know the folks necessarily, it's good for you to yourself know these skills. So the 10 essentials is a list of emergency items and first aid that you should be always bringing with you on the trail. And that's things like navigations, like a map and a compass, sun protection, like a sunscreen and a hat. Illumination like a flashlight, first aid kits, repair kits if you're bringing gear with you that needs to be duct tape back up, for example. And then finally, nutrition and hydration, which is so simple to consider when you're going out onto the trail, but having those in surplus with you before your trail hike, and then also when you're on the trail is so key. So those are just a few of the 10 essentials that I always want to recommend to people before they hit a trail with or without a guide.
I completely echo you on that. I am a big 10 essentials proponent. I've even had like a backpack that had a list of the 10 essentials kind of silkscreened on the inside of it.
Oh, cool.
Sometimes my wife, though, will be like, why are you bringing those emergency blankets? Where are we? You think we're going on this day hike? But, you know, it's a good idea to always be prepared. Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with Erica Zazo, a travel writer. You've read her work in Backpacker magazine and other places about outdoor adventure, especially if you are newer to outdoor adventure this summer. A lot of people are taking up this hobby after or during the pandemic, during the stay-at-home phase of the pandemic, and now they're looking to maybe take it to the next level. So we were talking about the 10 essentials. What other advice do you have for people who are just beginning to sort of try and step up their game in terms of outdoor adventure?
Yeah. You know, something comes to mind, and that's going back to the topic of hydration. Sometimes you're wondering, you know, how much is enough water when I'm taking water out on the trail? And then also, you know, when I'm hiking, how much should I be drinking? It's definitely recommended that people bring about 2 liters on any local adventure they're going out on. That would be like 2 Nalgene bottles, those, you know, cylindrical plastic bottles you can find at REI and most outfitters. It's recommended that you have at least 1 liter of water for every 2 hours of hiking. And so most people can do about 2.5 miles or 2 miles per hour. So you're looking at about 0.5 liter per mile, which might seem like a lot for some folks, but really staying hydrated is super key. Also recommend maybe thinking about drinking something called liquid IV or electrolyte powders, you know, before you hit the trail, especially if it's hot this summer. You can drink that before or after your hike, just to replenish your body of the salts and electrolytes that you really need to feel good both on the hike and after. So I think dispelling some of those myths about how much water you need is key if you're going to be hiking in the heat this year.
All right, well, our time together is almost over, but for the next level traveler, I was really intrigued that you are taking, or maybe you've already taken, a bike trip across Lake Michigan this summer. How does one go about doing that?
Yeah, it's going to be quite the adventure. For folks who are familiar with driving south of the lake or up into the UP, it can be quite the trek to get from Illinois to Michigan. So my partner and I are actually taking a boat from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, over to Muskegon on the Lake Ferry Express. It is a ferry boat that we can actually bring our bike onto, but you could also drive your car or walk on. And we'll be taking our bike from Milwaukee all the way to Michigan and biking around the Muskegon area and then coming back. So it should be quite the adventure. And hopefully I can come back and fill you guys in on bike packing and what that's all about.
Yeah, that is a fascinating thing. So final thoughts on getting out there this summer. You know, this is take it where you will. I guess we have about 30 seconds left.
Yeah. You know, I just want to remind people to just always respect the trail, respect others on the trail, and our natural resources are so limited, and conservation of these places are super important. I'll throw out that people could also bring their 11th essential, which is a trash bag, you know, a simple plastic bag you get at the grocery store. Put that in your pack and pick up some trash on the trail and clip it to your bag and throw that away when you get to the trailhead again. Keeping these places as pristine as possible for as many people in our future generations is so important as we get the trail, hit the trail more and more as a community.
Leave no trace, as they say, right?
And Of course, yeah.
And maybe remove some other people's traces who are not as conscientious as we are. Erica Zazo is a travel writer. You've read her work in Backpacker Magazine, The Outbound Collective, and elsewhere. We'll have some links to her work on our website. Erica, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Yeah, see you on the trail.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. Before we go, I want to suggest you join our texting group. We put questions to our listeners. We ask them what they're thinking about current events. We often use their feedback on the air. It does help shape our coverage. You can join that by sending the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. That's TALK to 217-803-0730. You can find that and links to everywhere else we are, Twitter, Facebook, etc., all on our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can also subscribe to our podcast. And we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and just about anywhere else you get a podcast. Just search for The 21st Show. The 21st is produced by Jose Zepeda and Nathan Choate. Our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again next week.